What If America Were a Christian Nation Again? By D. James Kennedy and Jerry Newcomb. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9, verse 17. Little did Jeremiah Denton, Jr., an American pilot who was captured in Vietnam in 1965, realize he would return to a virtually different country. He served his country in isolation and torture at the Hanoi Hilton for almost 8 years. Cut off from the rest of the world and the news back home, how could he know how much the American landscape was changing? He was released in 1973 and experienced more than the usual culture shock on his return. Consider the differences between the United States of 1965 and that of 1973. During those 8 years, the floodgates of pornography were opened. Abortion became legal and was becoming widespread. Many marriages floundered, and the divorce rate skyrocketed. Millions were beginning to live in sin, only they resented anyone calling it that. The gay movement was just getting started and marching down the streets. They were just a couple of years behind the women's liberation movement, which had also taken to the streets. Television producers were pushing the envelope at every turn. I have to admit, we have become so jaded that the risque or questionable programs of the 1970s seem rated G compared to some of today's fare. And in the movie theater, anything went. In fact, the year of Denton's imprisonment, the Academy Award winner was The Sound of Music. A few years later, that honor was bestowed on Midnight Cowboy, the first X-rated movie to win such a prestigious prize. In some cases, X-rated movies had gone from back-alley, out-of-the-way hellholes populated by dirty old men with their raincoats to mainstream movie theaters.